This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgina.
In this programme, we're focusing on the topic of mental health at work.
Yes, it's an issue that can be difficult to see. If someone has an injury, like a broken leg or a serious medical issue, it's obvious and we can understand what's happening. With mental health issues, though, there's no physical sign and people who are experiencing difficulties maybe don't get the same understanding as people who have medical problems.
It's a topic that has been getting more publicity recently, particularly as members of the British royal family have been talking about it. Also, awareness is raised through events such as World Mental Health Day, and that is the topic of our quiz. World Mental Health Day is held every year on October the 10th. It aims to raise awareness of mental health issues and their effects on people's lives. In what year was it first held? Was it A, 1992, B, 2002, or C, 2012? What do you think, Georgina?
I don't know. I think it will be older than 2012. But as old as 1992, I don't know. I'm going to go with 2002.
OK, well, I'll have the answer later in the programme and we'll see if you're right. Mental health problems are very difficult personally for those who suffer from them, and they also have an impact on businesses. Paul Farmer is head of the mental health awareness charity Mind. He spoke on the BBC World Service Business Daily programme about this. How much does he say it costs businesses in the UK?
We know that the cost of failing to address mental health in business is colossal. In the UK, it costs between £33 and £42 billion a year, about $50 billion. And around about 300,000 people fall out of work every year as a result of poor mental health. So that's a huge cost to workplaces and to individuals. Behind those numbers, though, are the lives of talented, able contributors who often just slide away from the workplace because they don't get the right help and support for their mental health.
What figures did Paul Farmer give there?
He gave the figure of about between £33 and £42 billion, which is about $50 billion.
That's a lot of money.
It is. In fact, he called it colossal. This adjective means huge, really, really big. This is the cost to business, he says, of failing to address the mental health issue.
Failing to address means ignoring or not dealing with the problems. It leads to staff leaving work, and he says these people are contributors. They give something to the business in terms of their skill and experience.
And because of the mental health issues, which could be addressed but aren't, those contributors are being lost to the business. So it costs companies more money to recruit and train new staff, and you can't always replace the experience that is lost.
Let's listen again.
We know that the cost of failing to address mental health in business is colossal. In the UK, it costs between £33 and £42 billion a year, about $50 billion, and around about 300,000 people fall out of work every year as a result of poor mental health. So that's a huge cost to workplaces and to individuals. Behind those numbers, though, are the lives of talented, able contributors who often just slide away from the workplace because they don't get the right help and support for their mental health.
In recent years, it seems as if there has been more understanding of mental health issues, not just in the workplace, but in society as a whole. Jeff McDonald is a campaigner for the organisation Minds at Work. He spoke on the Business Daily programme about one way that things are getting a little better.
I think what's really changed is people telling their stories. And the more stories that we tell, it kind of begins to normalize this. Every single story that we tell is like sending a lifeboat out into the ocean. And the millions and millions of people who are suffering in silence, do you know what they do? They cling on to that lifeboat and they realize they're not alone and they might just be normal.
So, because more people are talking about this issue, it begins to normalise it. This means it becomes normal. It's not unusual, strange, or hidden.
There are people who suffer in silence. They keep to themselves and hide their problems from others. But because there is more publicity about this topic, they can begin to feel that they are not alone and they don't have to suffer in silence.
People sharing their stories are like lifeboats for those who do suffer in silence. In this metaphor, they can cling on to the lifeboats. Right, we are going to have another look at our vocabulary, but first, let's have the answer to the quiz. When was the first World Mental Health Day? Was it A, 1992, B, 2002, or C, 2012? Georgina, what did you say?
I thought it was 2002.
It was actually earlier, 1992. Now, a review of our vocabulary.
Failing to address is a phrase that means ignoring a problem or not trying to help with a problem.
Something colossal is very, very big.
A contributor is someone who has something to give, who is a positive benefit to, in this case, a business.
Then we have the verb to normalise, meaning to make something normal.
Someone who suffers in silence, doesn't talk about their problems and may hide them from others.
And finally, if you cling on to something, you hold on to it tightly. You don't want to let it go. And that's all from us from this programme. We look forward to your company again soon. In the meantime, find us online, on social media and on the BBC Learning English app.
Bye!
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.